With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Forbidden News Update. I'm Chris Matthew. With me, as usual, is Corey Hughes. Corey, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Before we get started, of course, I want to thank my Patriot Supply. I have a four-week supply of their emergency food. It lasts up to 25 years in storage. Now is an excellent time to pick up your four-week supply. Click the link in the description or visit preparewithfkn.com right now. You get $70 off a two-week supply and $100 off a four-week supply of their awesome food. Also, please subscribe on lbry.com, which is our official backup channel. We don't know how much longer we have on platforms like these. We've also been demonetized by our primary podcast provider with no explanation. We've made multiple attempts to contact them, of course, with no response. It may be another form of censorship, but we don't know yet. Hopefully, we can get it sorted out. But in the meantime, that was also one of our main sources of revenue, so it's not good to say the least. That being said, if you would like to help us out by making a donation or supporting any of our sponsors, it's greatly appreciated. We're going to keep broadcasting as long as we can, as long as we're allowed on these platforms. And I want to thank everyone again for all of their support and all the years that we've been doing this. We really appreciate it so much. And hopefully we'll be able to continue to bring you this information and these excellent guests. So today, Corey has a little bit of an update about some of the Rona madness going around. I found a few stories that I found interesting. We're living in unprecedented times. Some of the things that are happening right now have actually been talked about for years as conspiracy and been proven true very recently. One of the things that is very concerning to me, among many other people, of course, is the rushed out vaccines for the coronavirus. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted Saturday to recommend the Pfizer and BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for people age 16 and older, though it's likely that the United States won't see widespread impacts until well into 2021. And Canada granted emergency approval for the vaccine after health officials determined it met safety, efficiency, and quality requirements. And that was awfully fast for a vaccine that usually takes many years for testing and development. Vaccine advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that they had little difficulty voting to recommend Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine to people living in the United States. The ACIP met Saturday and voted to recommend that the CDC approve the vaccine for use in the United States and add it to the vaccine schedule. The CDC must decide whether to accept the ACIP's recommendation before vaccines can actually be given to people. But officials with the U.S. federal government's Operation Warp Speed say they are boxing up vaccines to ship them out for delivery on Monday. The Pfizer vaccine uses a new type of vaccine technology called messenger RNA or mRNA, which has never been licensed before in a vaccine. It involves injecting synthetic genetic instruction or RNA for making the virus spike protein, which according to the studies, it prompts the body to begin to produce these proteins on its own and tricks the immune system into thinking it has the virus, even though it doesn't, and then it would launch a defense. Now, so far, initial testing, we've seen, I think, what was it, 4 cases of people that developed Bell's palsy, which is a partial paralysis in the face. Among the people who have reported to have participated in this trial, I think there was about 4 or 5 people. And the CDC says that the vaccine does not appear to be causing this condition. So I guess it was a coincidence that these people got facial paralysis after taking the vaccine. And, you know, who cares if a few people get facial paralysis here and there? You know, it's just one of the small side effects.
Yeah, 4 people got Bell's palsy, 6 people died.
No, I couldn't hear you there, Corey. You said something? Yeah, I think you're muted.
Yeah, 4 people got Bell's palsy, 6 people died.
There we go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So, yeah, 4 people got Bell's palsy, which is like when you have a stroke, half your face goes sags, and 6 people died. Now, they're trying their best to disconnect the vaccine trials from these actual incidents. But, of course, they are responsible.
Yes, and also anyone in the comments who has anything to add or any questions, please feel free to do so. Yeah, someone's Brett says Bell's palsy is just the short-term side effects, and this has been noted in other vaccines as well, and other things that have been pushed on us by the medical mafia that has caused conditions like Bell's palsy. But like I said, you know, who cares if a few people get facial paralysis? And yes, imagine the long-term effects. We have no idea. They haven't done any testing, so we don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. But yet there is a huge portion of the population that is just ready to get in line to be injected with basically this experiment. Now, I want to ask all of you in the audience, how many of you are ready to get this vaccine? Because they're already working on restrictions for travel, restrictions for work. If you don't get the vaccine, you're not traveling, and you may not even be able to be employed. So, what are your thoughts on that, Corey?
Yeah, this is all blatantly unconstitutional. This every single aspect of this is being challenged in the courts across the country. And, you know, as long as the judges in place who are reviewing these cases are not on the take, then most of it should get pushed back or overturned. But notice there hasn't been any laws passed on any of this stuff, right? Congress knows they can't pass these laws. All of this is so unconstitutional. It's disgusting. So what they do with the lockdowns, they hoisted it onto the governors, right? So they allowed the governors to implement executive orders, which were federally unconstitutional. And then they expect local police to enforce them, which local police do not have any jurisdiction when it comes to enforcing executive orders from governors. So it's all the same thing. This is one big scam. And hopefully the right people are in the right places in the judiciary to save us. I'm not counting on it. I'm counting on my friends Glock and Smith and Wesson to save me from this abhorrent, you know, miscarriage of justice.
Yeah, it's not looking good. I don't think there's quick enough movement. We see these doctors, scientists, biologists coming out and speaking against the vaccine, but their voices are immediately silenced and they're thrown into the conspiratorial category that is automatically censored. And censorship is the next huge, enormous issue that we're dealing with right now. The censorship, I mean, just alone what we're facing, we've been demonetized on YouTube first, then shadow banned to where we don't show up any searches anywhere else. Our podcast was doing great. We have great numbers coming from there, and all of a sudden we're demonetized. They're giving us bogus reasons that they can't even come up with any explanation for, which we're trying to get to the bottom of right now. Hopefully this week we'll have some more information on why we were actually just all of a sudden demonetized. But this new age of censorship and suppression, it's just basically encouraged by the tech giants and traditional media companies to make sure that their narrative is the only one being heard. It's getting aggressive. Amazon said earlier that as a bookseller, of course, we believe that providing access to written word is important, including books that some may find objectionable. But when it comes to topics like the coronavirus, they have a different standard. Dozens of authors have complained saying that their books have been pulled and Amazon won't disclose how many or any details about how it picks what books to sponsor. Google on YouTube censors, of course, even more aggressively, which we were just talking about. They disclosed in October that it had pulled more than 200,000 videos about the quote unquote epidemic. Facebook also not only censored videos, but they attach warning labels or fact checks to every article regarding the pandemic. What's that? I'm not sure why. I think it's good on my end. But Facebook has not only censored the videos, they're removing groups that oppose lockdowns or other restrictions. And online entertainment and retail companies are the ones that are benefiting most from these lockdowns. And the tech companies aren't alone. Of course, the mainstream news outlets are right hand in hand with their efforts. Book publishers, even scientific journals, are reluctant to publish any information that challenges the narrative. There was a recent New York Times headline that read, "A new study questions whether face masks protect the wearers, but you need to wear them anyway." And that was the headline. Few are even acknowledging that the top biologists are calling for independent investigations into the possibility that this pandemic, COVID, whatever you want to call it, was a lab creation. We're being told what to do, how to think, and so many people are just going along with it like mindless zombies. There will be a breaking point soon. Small businesses are already defying lockdown orders. More and more people are waking up, protesting, but our time is running out here. I don't know how much longer they're going to allow alternative viewpoints to be heard on any of these platforms, Facebook, YouTube, and now our podcast platforms that we thought may have been safe from this censorship, but now it's a possibility that they're going to start attacking podcasts too. We don't know. So got any thoughts on that, Corey? And then I'll check out the chat.
I'm rather pissed off. I've been working with this podcast company for 3 years now. Never had any problems. I've done 5.5 million downloads of podcasts in the past 4 years total. And right now, the numbers overall that I'm doing are like some of the lowest I've done in the last couple of years, because I'm down to 3 shows. At one time, I had over 30. And we're being accused of faking the numbers, which is impossible. Because we look at our own stats through them, and their stats tell us that the numbers are coming in from all over the world, right? Specifically for this show. This show is doing great. So I'm hoping it's a bug, hoping it's going to get worked out. If not, I'm going to freak out. That's a big chunk of our income right there, you know? So, but okay, enough of our problems. Back to COVID. So I've been prepping notes for months. I've got probably 350 pages of slides that I've been kind of amassing. And I was planning on holding off on doing a big presentation until Forbidden Knowledge NewsCon, which is coming up here. Have we announced that yet?
I briefly mentioned it, but we haven't done the formal announcement.
All right, no formal announcement yet, but informally, I was going to do a big 3-hour presentation on COVID at Forbidden Knowledge NewsCon, but I don't know that can wait. The couple months that we have before that happens. I think I might have to do that like next week. I know exactly what's going on with COVID, and it is, it's going to fail. Their plan is going to fail. There's too many holes in what's happening. I'm going to put together I'm going to finalize my presentation. I'll probably do it next week or the week after. It's going to be massive, and it's going to explain everything. So for right now, let me go ahead and screen share for a second. I'm going to show you a couple articles.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, where is it at? Hang on just 1 second.
I'm just going through the comments. John says this past election proves they own the VAs, they own the courts, they own the Congress. Maybe not all our own, but so as I see it, we only have one chance, and it usually isn't peaceful. And I'd have to agree with you at that one.
Okay, so am I screen sharing?
Yes, I can see.
Okay, so basically, we got vaccines going out on Monday. This is an abomination. So the flu has been around for 70 years. They've had the flu vaccine. Well, the flu's been around forever, but they've had the flu vaccine for 70 years. It has been tested and tested and tested. And for the most part, it has an efficacy of about 30 to 40%, right? So the flu vaccine has been very well studied. This vaccine is a new type of vaccine, the mRNA vaccine that just fucks with your genomes. I don't think so. It's never, ever been used on human population ever, ever. Like in the history of the world, they've never, ever had a vaccine like this that is a nucleotide-based vaccine. So in the process so far, like we've said, 4 people got Bell's palsy, 6 people died. And they're doing their damnedest to disconnect those deaths and the Bell's palsy from the vaccine itself. But this will go out on Monday. The first 3 million doses of the vaccine will be shipped across all states this weekend, said General Gustav Perna, who is overseeing distribution. The Army is distributing the vaccine. Why the fuck is that happening? That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. So in Australia, they've abandoned their vaccine because of HIV false positive response. So there's something going on here with the HIV. I haven't really figured out what. It's obvious that the 3 initial strains of COVID that they found had HIV spliced in at key spike receptor points to make it easier to bind with human chromosomes, all right? So the initial COVID was definitely made in the lab. The 3 different strains were made in the lab. There's over 60 or 70 different mutations by now because it's doing everything it can to shed itself of the spliced in genome. Who the hell knows if it's still around anymore or if there's even any contagion left to what once was COVID-19. The Australian vaccine was abandoned over false HIV test responses, which is kind of strange. You know, they're doing something here with HIV. I don't know what. It's got something to do with the vaccine. It's scary to say the absolute least about it. Here's the article on the Bell's palsy. This is legit. Four people given the new COVID vaccine in clinical trials develop Bell's palsy. Should you be worried? And they give you a whole bunch of things to think about, whether you should be worried or not. And when was this published? This was December 10th. And so on December 8th, 2 days prior, PolitiFact put out an article saying why you shouldn't worry about getting Bell's palsy from the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, the psych warfare propaganda that they spew right next to actual legit science and studies is fucking hilarious. And so this is the best part of this article right here. Four people out of 22,000 in the vaccinated group developed Bell's palsy, about 0.02% of participants, okay? So COVID-19 has a death rate by their own numbers of 0.02%, right? So you have about as much chance of getting Bell's palsy from the vaccine as you do from dying from COVID, which is realistically probably next to nothing, but it's still a significant number if it's anything whatsoever. But I just thought the comparison of the 0.02% was freaking hilarious. I don't worry about it. It's only 0.02%. But worry about COVID, even though the death rate is only 0.02%. That was just, that was what I took from that. And so, you know, I just wanted to talk a little bit about COVID and what's going on with COVID, because I watch the news and I just feel like, you know, my dad used to tell me when I was growing up, he used to say, don't piss on my leg and then tell me that it's raining. And like, that's exactly what the news is doing to us every single day. And it's making me a little bit emotionally disturbed. So what I did was, here in Colorado, I started a website called savecolorado.org. I would really appreciate it if everyone would go check out savecolorado.org. Even if you're not in Colorado, which is a 99% chance you're not, this is still an incredible repository of COVID information and facts that I've assembled over the past month. I think I've written like 50 articles in the last month. So if you guys can go check that out, I'd really appreciate it. It has all kinds of statistics on here. Everything about PCR, the synthetic origins. I've even got information on our governor and his capital holdings and all the companies he uses to hide money in overseas. So, but that's it. I didn't really have anything specific to talk about. I just wanted to go over a couple little things. We can go ahead and stop screen share.
They have a couple of comments in the chat that I want to address. You were talking about this earlier, how people who had the vaccine temporarily tested positive for HIV.
Correct. People were they scrapped their entire vaccine program in Australia because people were testing positive for HIV.
That is insane.
It's insane. It's totally insane. Oh, sorry about the echo. He's sitting like 10 feet from me, so we're still working out sound here.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Anytime you've had these kind of initial effects and there's no testing for any type of vaccine, and then they're going to, you know, talking about deploying it with the military, there's got to be some kind of initiative taken to where, you know, this can't be. I mean, if it happens, there's going to be a rebellion. There's going to be too many people that are against this, that aren't going to, you know, want to go get this thing stuck in their arm, this RNA mutation or whatever that could do God knows what to you. So something has to be done really soon.
Well, they can't mandate a vaccine. And let's just say in a worst case scenario, they did. And they said, everyone's got to get the vaccine. Who's going to enforce that? That becomes the most dangerous job in the world. Showing up at people's house with a needle and you're going to stick them with it. Give me a break. I'm not taking the needle. And no one's showing up at my house and forcing me to take a needle because someone is going to die, whether it's me or whoever's trying to force me to take this needle. There is going to be problems. There's going to be cops here. There's going to be a fucking riot. And so, yeah, this is going to happen across the country. There's no possibility that they can mandate a vaccine and actually think people will take it, especially untested, and especially when we have a long history of vaccines screwing people up. Especially go back to the 1976 swine flu. The 1976 swine flu. 40 million people ran out and got vaccinated. You know how many people got tested positive for this new creepy coronavirus that it was back then? Zero. Zero people tested positive for this thing. And still 40 million people ran out and got vaccinated. Over 4,000 people came down with extreme neurological disorders. And this wasn't even an mRNA vaccination. This was just a standard influenza-like vaccination, and it just wrecked everybody. You know, there's billions of dollars that were paid out to people who were victims of this thing. The average flu vaccine year to year has had a low of 16% effectiveness. That was about less than 10 years ago. And it averages 30 to 40% effective. So 60 to 70% of people who get the flu vaccine does nothing, right? Nothing at all. So yeah, anybody who fucks, if you get this vaccine, you're dumb as shit and you deserve what you're going to get.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that one. This is not something that I would be taking myself. And the fact that they're already talking about, you know, travel restrictions, employment restrictions. So basically, you will not be able to work unless you've been injected with this, you know, Frankenstein RNA cocktail that they've mixed up. You know, we had Max Egan on the other day. He talked about some of the implications he was researching with nanotechnology that they could put in there. I mean, there's no telling what they're putting in this thing and why they're trying to push it out to the public so fast, talking about using the military. But I believe that we need to really make everyone as possible and as many voices heard as possible to stand up against this, because this is they're really rampantly rolling this out. It's coming, guys.
You know, in general, like in the United States, if you think to yourself, well, I really don't want to do this, you know, what can they really force upon you? And it's always been that joke, like the only two things are inevitable, death and taxes, right? Well, you know, when you think like, can somebody force me to do something? No, people generally can't force you to do anything. You know, you might have to abide by dress codes in some places, and that's where they kind of get the masks in there. But for the most part, people can't force you to do a damn thing. And what's going on, like to break this down just a little bit, like when you go into a store and you say, hey, I'm not wearing a mask, and they kick you out of the store, technically any company can trespass you from a store for whatever reason they want. They don't want you in the store. That's fine. Can't do anything about it, right? But that is a kind of economic censorship, you know? And we've talked about economic censorship before. And these things will ultimately be found unconstitutional and they will fall apart. I have really no doubts. I mean, it might take a couple of years, and this whole pandemic, they might rush to an end because they know it's falling apart in the courts, because the courts are our really only hope that we have. Three or four states now have thrown out governor's executive orders saying that they're overreaching and unconstitutional. Here in Colorado, when you read the executive orders, they say they're good for 30 days or until the emperor signs another executive order, right? And so what does he keep doing? He keeps signing executive orders. And why does he keep doing that? Because the Congress can't pass a law. The federal government can't pass a law.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is completely, this is brutally unconstitutional. Eventually it'll fall apart.
They've already moved into the Biden presidency phase. Everything that you heard for briefly about Trump trying to file lawsuits and the possibilities that he may be able to prove that there was election fraud or anything like that, we're not hearing about anymore on the mainstream media. It's all being pushed strictly towards coronavirus lockdowns, the future, masks, vaccines. So the whole community that was hoping on, you know, Trump saving us or trying to do anything, I think we can pretty much move past that phase, and we're going to have to start working on some new strategies, because I really doubt in the time we have till the new year that they're going to do anything that would make any difference with any of these lawsuits or anything having to do with the election. Not that I believe the election would have been legitimate anyway. Not that I believe Trump would make a difference anyway. But still, any of these conspiracy theories, such as the QAnon and all those things that were going around, there's going to be some major letdowns. And I think we need to be prepared to do a lot of work on our own and a lot of fighting on our own.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And let me comment on something that Marie just said, talking about Trump and being the CEO and America being company. Well, that's correct, sort of. But the reality is, when you look at any company, the CEO is controlled by the board of directors, right? Nobody knows who the board of directors is for America because they all live in fucking Tel Aviv. So just to clarify that statement.
Right. Yeah. Now, let's take a look at the chat. Like I said, if you have any questions for us, please leave them in the chat. We want kind of an open discussion. That's right, Tyler. No one is coming to save you. I hope you all have guns. Guns are a great recommendation during these times. Me and Corey had discussed this earlier that if they're going to come for you, it'll probably be local police. And would you be willing to shoot your local police officer?
Well, let me give you a little bit of a breakdown on that. So you have a governor who's passing executive orders. Executive orders cannot create new laws, right? So, and also he's the governor of a state. He operates at a state level. He doesn't operate at a local level. When you look at who can enforce executive orders, you're looking at the FBI and you're looking at state police. That's it. If you're not federal, you can't enforce these orders. So a local cop showing up at your door has zero legal authority, none whatsoever, because he's out of his jurisdiction. You know. So then if they try to force their way in your house and you shoot somebody, you are absolutely in the right because local cops cannot enforce state executive orders. So unless they're sending like state cops to your door, which they're not gonna, because state troopers don't do shit. That's the reality of the situation. See, every bit of this is illegal, and it will all be shown to be illegal in the courts, but how much pain and suffering is going to happen in the process? This could take 2-3 years in the courts to settle. By then, this whole thing will be over and like a totalitarian system will have been implemented. And how can you go ahead and undo that system at that point? That's a very good question. You know, I don't know if they'll be able to undo it at that point.
Yeah. And right now, what do we have? I think two state governors that are really kind of showing signs of rebellion, Florida and Texas, even talking about seceding from the United States, but very other little opposition when it comes to state or federal government levels, when it comes to some of these mandates that are coming down the pipes. But I think it's very, it's pretty funny what they're doing in Florida and in Texas.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of, there have been a couple cases where, you know, no knock warrants, cops kicked in your door and then the cops got shot. And the guy's like, hey, so I thought someone was breaking into my house, you know, and a lot of those cases have been found to be self-defense cases. You know, if you have a cop trying to kick in your door over something COVID related, none of that's at the local level. And like a cop can't kick in your door over an ordinance. Okay. Anything passed at the local level is considered an ordinance, not a law. Cops can't kick your door in over an ordinance, no matter what. So, and any cop who'd be willing to go and kick in somebody's door to enforce an unconstitutional order is a disgrace to the profession anyway.
I got a comment from Jules. It says, Trump, according to Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!, is beholden to the Rothschild Bank to over $1 billion, which is why he couldn't show his tax return. Epstein's best mate. I mean, I wouldn't doubt any of that.
No, that's false. He is being basically, he owes money to the Genovese family and he owes money to the Russian mob. That's who it was. That's, and that's why you'll never see his tax returns, because he wrote off so many things on taxes that ended up being money laundering. The guy paid triple the price of concrete to have his building built in New York City. Okay. You don't do that unless you're fucking money laundering.
Forgiven and Blessed says Oklahoma governor refuses to mandate anything. Yeah, I'm wondering how many state governors are actually going against some of these mandates.
Well, here's the problem, though. Some of these companies like Walmart and Target are making this shit national policy. So even if you don't have any kind of mask order in a state, the companies are doing it anyway, right? So if you don't play along, you're not going to be able to buy dinner that night.
And that's, you know, all you're going to have left of these big companies, because the mom and pop stores are all closing down.
Yeah.
We're talking about this riding around our own town the other day, how disappointing and how saddening it is to see some of these new businesses, you can tell they're new, opened up probably right before this COVID thing hit, and are suffering and closing down and being boarded up. And it's going all to these huge corporate stores that we're not going to have any choice to to go shopping at Walmart online, do these things that that are going to kill our economy.
Yeah, you see, because it goes, here's the thing, like governors have no power, really. They sort of kind of do, but they have overlords, and they are controlled by the federal government because the federal government controls the money. You know, the federal government is already withholding money from states who don't play along. So, but then you got people like our governor here in fucking Colorado. God, do I hate this fucking guy. Mother and father, CIA, confirmed, like admitted. Sister, CIA, came out in the Podesta emails. There's no way that this guy was a four-term congressman, now governor. He is one of the richest guys in was one of the richest guys in Congress. In Congress, I went back for the last 10 years. He owns three companies. Those three companies produced more money, more revenue for Congress than any other companies in Congress, like more so than Apple or anything else. Jared Polis is the biggest scumbag to have been in Congress in a long time. No one's heard of him. He's now our governor. And I have a mission out for this guy to destroy this guy because he's doing what he's doing for the CIA. It's obvious he's still intelligence. Once you're okay, if you have a whole family in the CIA, you're CIA. That's how it goes. It's a family tradition. And so go and look at who the governor's supporters were. What organizations and think tanks supported the governor? What positions have been allowed to have been created in the state government that were paid for by think tanks? This is where you're going to find the answers. This is how you're going to be able to trace the individual people and dealings that led to this COVID situation. You can trace it through the governors, the think tanks they're attached to, and the board of directors of those think tanks. That's where you're going to find all your answers.
Yeah. And something else that, you know, the question that comes up is the ultimate why. Why is this happening? We have theories like depopulation. Of course, I believe that more control and surveillance is definitely one of the agendas. Also, I think that they do want to collapse financial systems. And I possibly believe that this a reset scenario is possible. But as far as any other bigger pictures, there's so many number of agendas that are going through right now. You know, it's easy to see some of the big picture. It's harder to see the others. But definitely, I can see that more global control and censorship. And I can also see this big tech rollout to where, for some reason, they don't want people leaving their homes anymore. For some reason, they want people on their computers. They don't want social interactions anymore. And this big tech agenda where they want to kind of integrate human biology with technology eventually. It all seems very very dystopian, but still it's happening, and people aren't looking at this side of it. I think it's a big concern that they are wanting people to stay at home and be forced to stay on their computers and their mobile phone devices, and now mobile phone devices rule people's lives. It would appear that any type of spiritual beliefs are being shunned and trying to be pushed to more of a belief in technology as a new religion. I don't know what your thoughts on any of that stuff, Corey, or any of the other big picture agendas going on. What do you think about that?
Of course, it's the fucking Zionists again. It is the Zionists again. Who controls the Rockefeller Foundation? The Zionists. Who controls the central banks? The Zionists. Who controls the United States of America and the West, particularly the UK, Germany, and Australia? The Zionists. This is never a mystery. When it fucking rains out, it's the Zionists' fault. I'm telling you, I sound like a broken record. I'm not. It is always them. Always. And any of these other secondary agendas are just that, secondary agendas. This is all about greater Israel, relocating the power structure to Tel Aviv, and relocating the tech center to Tel Aviv. This is all about, fundamentally. You can forget about all the Rockefeller documents and all that other stuff. The underlying people behind this, it's always the same thing. It is always the Zionists. And that doesn't mean necessarily it's Israel in particular. It's the people who run Israel, okay? It's always them.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of confusion when it comes to who's behind, you know, the power pyramid, who's at the top. You've done a lot of research when it comes to this and in the psychological warfare campaigns. And based on a lot of your research, it does go back to Israel. And there's so many things that the CIA are involved with that integrate with the media, that are made to confuse people, that are made to integrate these occult aspects and things that would make normal people turn any type of real corruption into conspiracy theory talk. But I think that's one of the main jobs of the CIA, as we were talking about before, is the whole disinformation campaign. And the integration of these aspects to confuse people, like the occult ritualism and things like that. Who knows, you know, these people, some of them really seem to believe in it. Some of them do practice these occult practices. But when it becomes integrated in all this and you start seeing it in Hollywood and media and all the symbolism, it's really hard to discern what you should be looking at and, you know, what the real agendas are. And, you know, are these Satanists, or are they just trying to make us think they're Satanists while they have other agendas going on in the background? Who knows?
Yes. And everything going on today connects directly to history, directly to events of the last 100 years, easily predictable and traceable. And I'm going to read a quote here. This is from 1939. The struggle between the people and the hatred amongst them is being nurtured by very specific interested parties. It is a small, rootless international clique that is turning people against each other, that does not want them to have peace. It is the people who are at home, both nowhere and everywhere, who do not have anywhere on a soil on which they have grown up, but who live in Berlin today and Brussels tomorrow, Paris the day after that, and then again in Prague, Vienna, and London, and who feel at home everywhere. They are the only ones who can be addressed as international elements because they conduct their business everywhere. But the people cannot follow them. The people are bound to their soil, bound to this fatherland, bound to the possibilities of life and the state the nation offers. Now, that was a quote from Adolf Hitler, and most people interpret that as he's talking about Jews. He was not. If you notice here, he says very clearly, and the people cannot follow them. He's talking about the Zionists. He's talking about the Zionist cabal that has been trying to take over the world for 120 fucking years. And Hitler knew exactly what was going on. And not only was he manipulated by them, he was also often duped by them and his rage geared and steered towards the wrong people, I should say. But in the core of his philosophies, his war was against the Zionists. It was not against Jews. It was against the Zionists because he knew what was coming. He knew what was going to happen. And that's why the myth of the Holocaust and the ultimate crushing of Germany and Hitler had to occur. It had to occur. People had to hate the ideas and not even give any credit to the words the man himself spoke. That's why we are left with the world that we have today.
Yeah, World War II, it was probably the most important turning point when it comes to the destruction of our country today. I mean, we basically, in the public, lost the war, but they won behind the scenes. And now, guess who's in control?
Yes. And like the thing I keep telling people is that this is not some secret. This is like, they openly write about this stuff. Go back and read all the writings from Herzl and Jabotinsky and Ben-Gurion and all of these fucks. They openly write about how they're going to take over the world, enslave the rest of the population, and make them subservient. I mean, this is not a fucking mystery. You know, people love a mystery. Okay. Forget about the Rockefellers and forget about the Rothschilds. You know, look into like the Warburgs and the Stern Gang and the Sterns and all those people. Right? Those are the people who really control shit, not the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. Even the Rockefeller Foundation, which is hilarious because they're the ones whose paper, the lockstep paper, you know, outlined everything going on today. But when you look into who is really controlling the Rockefeller Foundation, you know, it's people like Rosen who got hired by Cuomo in New York to help handle the COVID situation when she was the one who signed off on the lockstep document in the first place, right? So it's there's always a front, people, right? Whatever people are talking about, whatever rumors are going around, That is the insulation. That is not the truth. The truth is always buried deeper.
Shanice has an interesting question. I think I know what she's referring to. Why did they talk about world events? And I think what she means is, why are they kind of alluding to future events in the media and movies and television, such as things like 9/11 and even now the coronavirus, how it was alluded to in the media or movies before it happens. And I think it's some kind of sick, twisted joke amongst these elites. I don't know if it's part of this this occult spiritual belief that they have to tell everyone about it, or their gods won't be appeased. I don't know. I think it may be just some kind of sick thing amongst these elites that they like to let us know the psychological operations that they're doing. What do you think about that?
I agree with that, but I also think that in part it's you know, they're like, if you accuse somebody of something that they telegraphed to you in a movie 2 years ago, they'll be like, "Ah, you're watching too many movies." It's an easily deflectable. It's something that's easily deflectable. But yes, I believe it. Here's another thing, though: people forget, like, the Zionists are atheists. Zionists do not believe in God. They don't believe in the devil or any of that stuff. But they are masters of manipulating people who do, right? And so you've got like all the Satan stuff people talk about, like the people at the very top are not believers. They manipulate people who are, right? Same thing. Did I answer the question? I don't remember the question.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what we're looking for there. I'd agree. I think that there are certain factions and secret societies that wholeheartedly believe in this stuff. And, you know, they think they have a lot of power and control, but they're being manipulated by higher factions. But I really, you know, I couldn't tell you for sure because it's a big club that we're really not ever going to be a part of. But we only get the drips of information that we can find.
Yeah. So like Bush Senior was like the last American president to really kind of push back against them, even though he was partnered with them to the hilt. He thought the Zionists were absolute fucking lunatics. But after him, who'd we have after him? Clinton. Clinton was in their pocket the whole time. Everyone since has been in their pocket the whole time. Bush got in this, you know, Bush is funny. Like, did Bush try to kill Reagan? I don't know. I'll tell a funny little story. So in the Kennedy assassination, you had a guy who was seen driving around Dealey Plaza like so often that they included him in the official roster of the motorcade, even though he wasn't in the motorcade. And we're talking about a guy named Honest Joe. Honest Joe owned a pawn shop in Dallas. Honest Joe knew Bush. He knew all these people. He was a Chicago mob relocated to Dallas. He had a brother who had a pawn shop also, which is right up the road from his pawn shop. And his brother sold the gun that was used by Hinckley to shoot the president. Coincidence? There are no coincidences.
Yes, I agree, especially when it comes to things like that. There are no coincidences. Before we wrap this up, I want to see if there's any other questions or comments in the chat that we can address for you. Let's see. Simone, conscious observer, COVID was in their plans since 1997. Can't recall what it was written. Well, I mean, I'm sure it's been planned for a long time. We had the what was Bill Gates's little event 201 that was actually a few weeks before the pandemic. So that alone proved that they knew about something. Let's see. Someone is asking about Skull and Bones references. Here we go. GP Floor says, I found a Skull and Bones references in the Jack Valente file. Someone's actually mentioning Jack Valente. There you go, Corey.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, okay. I'm GP Floor.
You got a new name in there, GP Floor. Okay, so yeah, the Skull and Bones connection is obviously below what you would consider Zionist control, right?
Yeah, you'll hear the term ZOG, Z-O-G, Zionist Occupied Government, frequently. Who controls the Zionists? Nobody, because they don't negotiate and they don't partner with people. They are the boss or they will kill you. That is their mentality. So when people say that they're like partnered with the Zionists, it's kind of hard to believe. The only people who will partner with them, who are their partners? Their partners are like the Mafia, who are Jewish, or were until early 80s. Mute yourself. And then you have the CIA, right? Who at the time was Rabbi Angleton, who was a Israeli agent. And so, of course, like those are the two organizations who have partnered with the Zionists over the years. And it's because they were Jewish or sympathetic to the Israeli cause, right? Other than that, you're not going to find them partnering with people on like an even Steven kind of basis, right? There's no, they don't play fair ever. So.
Yeah. And Jules makes an interesting comment. The ultimate agenda was carved into the Jar Jar Guidestones. I do believe in the depopulation agenda, just based on everything, the direction everything is going. It may not be avoidable if there is large scale conflicts, famine, food shortages. There would be a form of depopulation, and I'm sure that would put a smile on a lot of these sick fucks' faces. Because I was speaking with my guest the other day, Jared Murphy. You can fit the whole population of the planet in Texas. So overpopulation is a bullshit idea. They just enjoy killing people is all I can think of.
Yes. And if you go back and you read the original writings, like these people are arrogant. They publish all this stuff. They published, you can go back and look at the minutes of the meetings of the Zionist Council and stuff going back to like 1897. And they're all talking about us being subservient. That's it. That's it.
Let's see if we have any other questions here. Yes, we apologize about the sound. We're trying to get that worked out right now. We'll have that worked out by the next time we do a show here. Let's see. Zionists control the Jesuits. Look into it, Malachi Martin. Would you agree with that, Corey? The Zionists control the Jesuits?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Malachi Martin. Malachi Martin, I actually came across him a bunch of times in my Kennedy research. I tried to pin some shit on him. I couldn't do it. But yeah, Malachi Martin rose to the real high ranks of the Catholic Church in the Vatican, and he turned out to be a fucking Zionist spy the whole time.
All right. I don't think we have anything else coming through on the chat. I do want to close out by saying that we really need to start supporting independent media platforms. The news is just complete bullshit, brainwashing propaganda. Most of the stuff we see on TV is propaganda. Most of the movies coming out, TV shows, we have commercials where people are wearing masks. We're being conditioned for this new normal. That's the term you're hearing now. Everything is the new normal since 2020. And I don't think that we should have to put up with this. We don't need a new normal. Our old normal was fine. And we have vaccines being rushed out. We have censorship rampant. And we're not sure how much longer we're going to be able to continue to bring you this information like we have been. There's going to be some roadblocks, but I think now is really the time for those of you who don't want to see any of this come down the pipe, who don't want to get stuck in the arm with some strange RNA concoction, who don't want to be able to hear your favorite podcasters or broadcasters anymore, to only be able to watch what they want you to watch, do what they want you to do, stay at your home, wear your mask, don't interact. Oh, we can't have sex anymore either. That's a new thing too. So, yeah.
No, you can, but you got to use the glory holes, remember?
Oh, yeah, glory holes. Everybody remember about the glory holes. But yeah, we've got a very unsure, rocky future, and we really need to stand up and do something about it. Any closing remarks before we close out, Corey?
Nope. Just hang in there. This is an extremely rough time. What was it? Last night, we're like, it's Friday night, like 6 o'clock. We wanted to go out and do something. And guess what? Nope. Yeah. Denver, which is like one of the absolute best social cities in the fucking world, is dead as doornail, and this is fucking unacceptable. So hang in there. This will come to an end. When? I don't know. How many people are going to have to die before it comes to an end? I don't know. But it has to come to an end.
Yeah, it does have to come to an end. And again, thank you everybody who supports the show, watches, listens to the podcasts. Until next time, have an excellent evening.